just helps out.
Cool. Household 5.
Okay, great. So the first thing we're going to do is I'm just going to take a catalog of the home occupants. I think it's just kind of the two of you guys. So in here, what I'm trying to do is just try to get a sense for like how many devices you guys have that use the internet, how frequently you use them, when you use them, that sort of thing. So maybe the way to do that is actually to go through device by device. So can you tell me about the laptops in the home, maybe any gaming devices or stuff like
we
that?
We have a couple laptops. I've got one Mac,
okay,
a Power MacBook Pro.
Yeah.
And then, we have a Dell Inspiron installed. Okay.
Uh-huh.
It's old.
Uh-huh.
We don't use that very often. And then you have a work computer.
Yeah, that's used. I don't bring home too often.
Okay.
So once a month, maybe.
Okay.
And then we both have phones that use the wireless.
Oh, okay. What phones are they? What kinds of phones are they?
I have an iPhone 4, and then you have a...
BlackBerry.
Okay.
And then the printer.
Oh, yeah. And then we have a printer that's a wireless... Yeah, it's a wireless printer.
Okay.
PhotoSmart?
Yeah.
HP
PhotoSmart.
Uh-huh.
And then the DirecTV receiver.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Just when, I guess, for weather updates or download movies or whatever.
Through the DirecTV?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Any gaming systems or anything like that?
Mm-hmm.
No? Okay. Cool. So I'm just going to go through each one of these devices. So it sounded like the MacBook Pro, is it a wireless device? Do you plug it in ever?
Well, I'll plug it into the wall, but I don't ever plug it into the thing.
Right. Mm-hmm. And where in the home do you often use it?
Down here.
Downstairs.
And the wireless is right up above us. Well, it's above that room there.
Oh, okay.
And that one loses connection all the time.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And I actually was going to make... I need to go into Mac and talk about it, because I think it's kind of ridiculous that it loses connection. So I don't know if it's a Mac thing, because like on one of the other computers, I didn't ever use lose connection like I lose it on my Mac.
How frequently would you say you lose it?
Like if I'm working on it for like 2 hours, maybe like 3 times.
Oh, really?
But it's not an issue. Like if I lose on the other computer and it goes out, like I might go check the router.
Uh-huh.
On that, you just hit refresh or open a new window or different. Like sometimes the website will work, but you go to a different one and it says lost internet connection,
yeah,
while the other one's still working.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's kind of strange. I don't know if that's a router issue or like a Mac issue.
Okay.
So.
Huh. So actually, let's talk about the other computer then. And sometimes the other computer loses it as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Since we've switched to AT&T, we hardly had any issues with it.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
It's been about a year now. We were with Comcast before, and I'd have to reset it more often.
Okay.
But
the Mac issue still persists? Okay. How often do you use the Mac?
Every other day?
Yeah, about every other day.
Is it a for play kind of machine? Or?
Yeah, well, it's for like a side business thing, so it's really to like do AutoCAD and stuff on. But we do get on the internet the most because it is the fastest of all the computers.
Mm-hmm. And so, you say you use it every other day. Does that mean that like?
So maybe like every other day for like an hour, you think?
So we're both on it all day at work, so
yeah, we don't
okay.
want
just pretty much
yeah.
if we need something at home.
Okay, okay.
Most of the time, it's if we're looking up anything on the internet, it's our phone.
Oh.
Just because it's quick.
Yeah.
What are the kinds of things that you look up on your phone?
Sports updates.
Mm-hmm.
Porn. No, I'm just kidding.
Too late, it's already written down.
Recorded too.
Yeah, it's recorded.
I pretty much read through Twitter and Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that, would you say
we
that's
do
pretty
recipes
similar?
A lot, like we're on like food websites a lot on both computer, phone and computer.
Okay.
Would
that be like the MacBook?
Yeah.
Okay. Food and recipes.
iTunes.
Mhm.
Yeah.
All casual reading.
Yeah, I'll do like
stuff.
Product research, like you know, like shopping sort of.
Mhm.
You know, for work.
Just for comparison and stuff
yeah.
like that. Mhm. Tell me about the old Dell. Who uses it? How long? How
the
often
Dell?
Is it used? Yeah.
Gosh, we don't ever use it unless like.
When was the last time you brought it out?
When I was trying to get all my songs onto my phone. When I got my new phone, so maybe like a month ago.
We might have used it since then when you had your computer away. We probably use it once a month or once every 2 months.
Yeah.
So fairly rarely now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's also a wireless device.
Mm-hmm.
Does it sit upstairs in
a
closet?
No, it's down here.
Oh, okay. Just somewhere downstairs.
Yeah.
Under the wine rack, specifically.
Nice. But it's also a mobile device. Like,
yes.
You move it around, sort of. Okay. And the work laptop that you said you sometimes bring at home, not very often, though?
Yeah, just if I have to work at home.
What kind of work do you do?
Licensing.
Licensing. Okay. Cool. So is that a lot of kind of like knowledge work? Like
just email.
Emails and stuff.
Communication.
Like that. Okay. But also fairly rarely, you said, right?
Right.
Okay. And is that, that's also a wireless device?
Yes.
If you do bring it home, where do you use it? In the home?
On the couch.
Also downstairs. Do you guys ever use the computers upstairs?
Mm-hmm. But not that often.
Or to watch DVDs?
No. Like if I'm going to work upstairs in the second bedroom,
sure.
Or answer emails and stuff in bed. Like, okay. But very, I mean, like once every other month. Like we don't take it that often.
Right. Okay. So there's a second bedroom upstairs, but it's not often used as an office necessarily.
Right. Yeah. No.
Okay. Okay. That's pretty fast. Fast and easy. Downstairs. What's a month? The iPhone and the BlackBerry, you guys have it connected into your wireless.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not always using the like AT&T or whatever.
Right.
So whenever you're at home, it's connected to your
mm-hmm.
wireless. And you said you often do things like sports updates and Twitter and Facebook and recipes, you said too.
Yeah. I just looked at the LA Fitness class schedule,
right.
Kind of stuff, you know, just that kind of stuff.
Just for random lookups.
Yeah.
Do you keep it on your person when you're at home?
Pretty
he
much.
Does, I don't.
Where do you leave yours?
Wherever it
you
when
pages,
I walk in the door.
Page isn't big enough for that.
Yeah. It's usually anywhere. But it's usually on this floor. I'll leave it down on the main level.
Downstairs. And for your BlackBerry, it's on your person most of the time.
Like I think it's actually attached to his skin. So I know.
Right. And the printer that you guys have, it's a wireless printer.
Mm-hmm.
Where is it set up?
Upstairs.
Mm, okay.
In not the same room as the wireless.
Oh. Where is it set up?
Right above us here. We
okay,
can show
gotcha.
You.
Okay. Just to give me a sense, well, so I can write it down really quickly. It sounds like you had a second bedroom for an office. Is it in that room?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's not even an office.
Okay. And the wireless device
is in our bedroom.
Oh, it's in your bedroom. Okay. So that might be a little weird. We're going to have to go
yeah,
in there and
know,
mess around
I
with
know.
It a little bit, okay?
he let me know.
Okay.
It's a mess, so.
That's fine. This is great. This is
okay.
Down here.
This
is
has
awesome.
Been our focus since we got back.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving.
Excellent. Wow, that's impressive. Thanksgiving. How often is the printer used?
Pretty often, like a couple times a week, maybe like once, twice a week, but not every day.
Are you guys printing recipes or?
Oh, things we print a lot. no, like I'll print cut sheets and like I'm an interior designer, and so like I'm like looking at you know. Furniture pieces and bedding and that kind of, you know, so I'm like shopping on like Pottery Barn stuff like that, you know, and printing out those things.
Oh, cool. Is it a color printer then?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see. Okay. And that's a wireless device you said. Primarily it sounds used by you.
Yeah.
Do you use it ever?
Not really.
Not very much. Okay. 2 or 3 times a week. And then the DirecTV. Is that a wired device?
No, it's wired. Hooked up the wireless signal from like a sling box.
Oh, okay.
I guess it's a receiver on the back of the DirecTV receiver.
Okay.
And then the other one's plugged into the router.
Okay. Okay.
I don't know how often it checks for connection.
Okay.
So I'm thinking like if we pull up the weather on there, it sends a signal.
Yeah.
And then if we download a movie once every 3 months or something.
Yeah.
It needs it, but other than that, I don't think it, like, communicates daily.
So you guys have a sling box, too?
No, it's just a
oh.
device I got from...
Oh.
It told me to buy this wireless device for a sling box. And
okay.
Because you can use it for DirecTV.
What's
I
a
understand.
Sling box?
Where you can watch TV on your computer. Like, if you have... If I'm not using this TV, you can log into that TV and watch it on your
oh.
computer.
Yeah, if you're traveling or something like that.
Oh, we need that.
It's good we talked about it then.
But you can't change the channel while I'm gone. Otherwise, I just watch whatever's on there.
So, Daniel, do you... So I'm just trying to get a sense for kind of the home occupants. I wrote your name down. I have you as doing licensing. Do you want to give me a rough sense of your age?
29.
Megan?
28.
Okay, cool. And who set up the printer in the home?
I did.
You did?
Did you? I thought I did.
I found the network on it.
Oh, okay. We both did.
So it was a joint effort. Yeah. Right, okay. Okay, good, good, good. That's excellent.
Teamwork.
Is there like a computer guru between the two of you? Like you have, okay.
I wouldn't call me a guru though. I mean, I can
read in the instructions. Home. Yeah, you can.
Okay, in our home, out of the two of us, it's you, me, or the dog, and we're all going to be you.
Okay. Give me a sense of the internet connectivity. Why is it that you would say that your MacBook is the one that is the one that's the most finicky with the wireless?
I have no idea. Why is it?
Yeah, finicky? Like you said, oh, you know, my MacBook. I don't know if it's just my MacBook, but is it that you didn't get that feeling when you were using the other machines, mm-hmm. kind of?
You lose internet connection like from time to time, but I don't remember. Like this time, it's not a matter of, oh, am I going to get through this without losing connection? It's like, okay, well, can I get through all these websites before I lose it? Like, you know you're going to lose it.
Oh, it's almost a for sure thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
Does it seem to matter where you are in the house for that to happen?
Mm-mm.
No.
Because I've been like in my bed, like I literally lay on top of the wireless router and like it will still do it there.
Wow, okay.
So that's why I don't really think it's a router issue. I think it's like a connection issue in my computer. But my mom has a MacBook and she has the same issue.
Oh, really?
So that's why I think it's in the Macs.
When you guys got the internet set up, who set that up for you?
I did.
And you set that up? From scratch, then?
Mm-hmm. Because AT&T just sent the modem.
Okay.
And plugged it in.
And they're like, here's some instructions. Yeah. And you're like, doo-doo-doo. And then up and when you... Okay. Cool. Give me a sense of... So aside from the MacBook issue itself, give me a sense of, like, how... is the speed that your internet comes in, is that fast enough? Is it sufficient for the kind of needs that you guys have? Does it go out very often? Have you ever had an AT&T guy come out to do anything?
Mm-hmm. Never had an AT&T out. I mean, we don't do a lot of, we don't require high speed,
mm-hmm.
but YouTube works fine.
It's plenty fast for the little stuff that we do on it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we've really had any issues on it.
Can you think of the last time maybe that you would have had an issue?
Have we had one?
I don't know if we have in the year that we've... We switched to AT&T, which was last May, a year and a half.
So you've never had a problem with your network aside from the wireless issue with the MacBook Pro.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay,
that's nice to say.
Yeah, actually.
I haven't thought about that.
So if you had to compare kind of like your network performance, say like, I don't know, to your like your internet compared to like your cell phone. Which is better at home? Does that question make sense?
Same.
How many bars would you say your internet is getting? Out of five?
Five.
Okay. So pretty good.
Yeah.
That's good. All right, I'm just going to go through some of these questions and make sure I covered most of this stuff. Do you have any that are jumping out at you? How reliable is it? How suitable is it for your needs? Never seems to break. Is there anything that I didn't ask while we were talking that you thought of with respect to your use of the internet? Maybe printer issues that you may have had or anything like that?
Printers always work wherever mm-hmm. you are in the house. Hope you don't jinx us on this.
I know.
I'm hoping too. So. That would look real bad if we did.
No, I can't think of anything else.
So is it with telephone or is it just the internet?
Just internet, no landline.
Okay.
Our alarm is hardwired, right? Or is our alarm wireless?
It's probably through the cell tower. It's not through the Wi-Fi. Okay.
Do you know the plan that you have with AT&T?
As far as like speed or
yeah, the speed or how much you're paying a month?
It's $42.95 a month.
$42.95. Do you have a sense for what the speed is on that?
Mm-hmm.
No.
It's probably 3M.
Okay, maybe you can infer from that. Okay, we're trying to get a sample of different people with different plans, and so that we can see like, you know, are they. So, but anyway, the price should do fine.
I think it's their average and the standard plan. It's not like the basic.
Yeah, we wouldn't have.
$10.95, that's super slow.
Okay.
But it's not on the top of the,
mm-hmm.
not the top either.
Okay. And you said it's totally sufficient for your needs. YouTube works okay, and that's basic is what you need it for.
And that's the first thing I think of when you think of like videos loading or just.
Yeah. How about movies, when you download movies? What's that like? Do you have to wait for it to come down?
You do, but I think that's DirecTV more than, I mean, it might be faster with a faster router, but we never had anything.
Okay.
We haven't had DirecTV with another provider,
okay.
with another internet provider.
It takes a long time to download a video on iTunes. Like, okay. it'll take several hours, but I don't know if that's normal or not, like,
uh-huh.
when it comes to, like, my phone.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know.
How big are those videos?
Well, like, a movie, like, 2 hours. Like, so
okay.
I don't know, like,
that's
what
normal.
Size. That's, like, normal.
That's normal.
Yeah.
I mean, if your YouTube video starts up immediately, then...
Yeah,
then
they usually do,
that,
yeah.
That's what you can expect from something like this.
Okay.
Okay, so one of the last things we do before we run upstairs and mess around with your stuff is we've just got one more questionnaire. This is the thing that kind of asks you about kind of... did I take your pen away?
I must have.
Oh, okay. No, it's fine. Yeah, so if you could just fill that out, that'd be great.
Is this like how confident I am with my skills, like in using email?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oops.
Oh, I'm doing the wrong boxes here.
So like when it says figuring out what's wrong and the internet doesn't work or slow, where would you put resetting it, turn it off and turn it back on? That's all I do.
I don't know. If you're happy doing it, I don't know. Like, if it doesn't freak you out, I guess, to do that.